Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
Now listen, kids say.
All right, this is the time in the show, and the week for that matter, where we try and dive into the brains of my children and see if we can work out what is going on. But it's not stuff kids say this time around, it's stuff kids sing.
Stuff kids sing. I hope this isn't just a compilation of my terrible singing.
No.
Because that would be embarrassing.
Yes, no one needs to hear that. This isn't quite that bad.
Goodness.
So, I went on a road trip with the kids the other day. We went down to the Gold Coast. So not a huge road trip, but a road trip all the same. Couple of hours worth of driving. Mum and dad in the front, kids in the back. That's generally how it works.
Yeah, I mean, if standard.
If the kids are driving and they're 7 and 4, there's an issue.
No way should the kids be in the front seat.
Yeah, exactly. So we did all the stuff that you normally do on road trips. We played I Spy, for instance. We played, spot the red car type scenario. We tried to keep the kids entertained. And then it got to singing, and we got to a point where, when you had road trips with the family, did you do any singing?
It wasn't even about road trips. Yeah. I had a very heavy singing in the car family, so it is so normal to me to belt out a track with the car filled with other people.
Yep.
Totally unashamed of it. It's stock standard.
Now, you either sing along to the radio, which is good, or you've got your row, row, row your boat type scenario that you can do.
Maybe a CD.
Yes.
A nice little mix.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that would have been a great option. But my 4-year-old son, Adam, went, you know what? Nah, I'm going to sing my own song, which was pretty much this.
I got a goal. I got a goal.
Okay, a da da do. All right, a da da do.
On
repetition, a da da do. And then we went, mate, can you sing something? I mean, that's great. You know, for the first couple of seconds, it's kind of funny. That's great. And we said, mate, sing a real song. And this is what he came up with.
A da da
dee. A da da dee. So he's mixing it up. You can see the difference. Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. And then he went a little loco.
Is he, has he gone crazy?
I'm eating too much snacks.
Yeah, he's eating too many snacks.
The thing with kids are that they're cute, but they're so annoying.
That is right. And as I said, small pieces like that, you're like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's cute. Try listening to that for 2.5 hours.
And you say nicely, oh, be quiet. Be quiet. All right, now stop. And then when you finally get annoyed and you go, no, seriously, stop it, then they start crying. Drama queens. That being said, I can envision some musical talent there, and I think it should be catalyzed. Australian Idol, restart, 2025.
Yep, okay.
Adam, finalist.
No, I don't think so.
But not winner. The finalists always go better than the winner.
Well, that's right. Okay, well, let's go with that. I mean, the boy and us, we can all have dreams. We are talking about teeth this morning because I read an interesting stat this morning that 3 million Aussies are missing a third of their teeth.
Yeah, look, and I haven't lost a third of my teeth by any means.
No.
But I have avoided going to the dentist.
So it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, so I could be on my way there. It's actually been 9 years since I showed my face in a dental surgery.
So we want to know at 13, 12, 16, how long has it been since you've been to the dentist? Bianca's on the line. How long has it been for you?
So I just went recently, but before then it's been about 14 years.
14 years.
And was it horrific? Did they, you know, give you some bad news?
It was much better than I thought. I only had 4 holes in the end, which I think for 14 years is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I found a really good dentist, so it wasn't actually as bad as I imagined it in the end.
And what stopped you from going for 14 years? Did you have a fear of going to the dentist or...?
Yeah, pretty much as soon as I was like a teenager, I just decided not to go anymore.
Yeah, just like me.
My parents couldn't make me. And then it just got a little bad recently. I had some toothaches and I was like, I'm going to have to. I can't avoid it anymore. So, yeah.
That's so relatable. I've been there. I am there. What do I mean I've been there? I still haven't gone, but I do feel a little inspired.
So, yes, any words of advice for Paris?
Well, I actually use my tax money to pay for my teeth, to be honest. It worked out really well.
Good idea. Do you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I think you should, yeah. If you find a really good dentist, it's not actually as bad as you think. Don't go by yourself, though. I always took my fiancé with me and it made it easier. So, yeah.
There we go. So take somebody with you. If you'd like to...
I think so.
If anybody would like to go to the dentist with Paris, give us a call, 13 12 16.
I need a dentist, buddy. I don't know many people.
Okay.
And now we've got Carl on the line. Carl, how long has it been for you?
34 years.
34 years. Do your teeth feel like, you know, they don't feel horrific, but you can feel them. You can feel there's something going on in there.
No, they're good. I look after them. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any fillings or anything. I don't get toothache, so I think I'm just pretty lucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you've just got freakishly good teeth there. And also, you probably brush every day. I mean, I've had...
Yeah, I do. Yeah, religiously. Yeah. And I drank lots of milk as a kid.
And I guess at some point in time, after maybe even a couple of years, no other germs will fit in your mouth anyway. You just chuck it. So it's like, yeah, there's no vacancy here. Move along, please.
Yeah, it's not that his teeth are fine. It's just been so long. Do you know what? Relatable. Yep. I can definitely see myself waiting 34 years to go to the dentist, no matter how convinced I feel.
So I think, Carl, you're one in a million. To be honest, I think a lot of other people need to go to the dentist. Just putting that in there. Carl is a very special case. Mate, thank you very much for the call.
No problem.
The Kingaroy Bacon Fest is coming up at the end of next week, 24th to the 26th of August. It is huge. And there's so many things that are bacon related that are going on.
Yeah, and it's coming on so quickly as well that the pressure is getting put on us. If you don't know, now you know. We're trying to chat with Kevin Bacon within 6 phone calls.
Yeah, they're having a Kevin Bacon Film Festival. There's a game called the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon where apparently any actor from any movie can be linked to Kevin Bacon in 6 movie moves. Now, we can't be linked to Kevin Bacon in any sort of movie move, so we've decided on the 6 phone calls.
Yes.
We've done 2. The first one was to Dean McCarthy, our LA-based Scoopla correspondent. He set us on a path to chat to Kevin Bacon's management. That was our 2nd phone call, and it failed in spectacular
fail
fashion.
Fail, whale. They did not let on any details.
So I've done some light stalking online, and I found out that Kevin Bacon owns houses in LA, Connecticut, and an apartment in New York. So I thought, for this phone call, we will try the New York approach.
Yeah.
Okay, so he once had an argument. This is a found an article from back in 2012. I know it's a long leap here, but he once had an argument with a few of his neighbours around 172 West 82nd Street in New York.
Yeah, and if, I mean, the headline reads neighbours, then you're going to go out and assume that they live next door or very close to the Baconator.
All right, so I've decided let's go for businesses around that area in New York. I found one called the Peace Food Cafe, which is a vegan cafe, and I thought, you know what? That just smacks of movie stars celebs going in there with their hoity-toity ways.
I just believe in peace and coffee.
So why don't we give them a call?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Peacefood.com. Yes, hello. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm actually ringing from Australia. I work for a radio station in Australia, and we were just doing a little bit of research on New York, and we thought we'd have a chat to you at the Peace Food Cafe. What kind of cafe is that?
It's a vegan restaurant.
A vegan restaurant. Do you get many, you know, because you are in New York, sort of celebrity guests or people dropping in who are well known?
Yeah, it happens often. Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you name drop?
No.
Ah.
Yeah, so sorry.
How about, if we guess a name, could you maybe hint? Could you go, maybe?
We kind of respect their need to go about and like the fact that they come in often, so we try not to disclose that. Yeah.
No, we were just, I'm a big fan of Kevin Bacon, and I know that he lives in New York, so I was, hoping to find out, because we'll never get there because we're over here in Australia.
Native New Yorkers definitely do stop in, so.
Yeah, so is that a yes, that Kevin Bacon's dropped in there once or twice?
I can't do that, sorry.
Where can we find you? If we're ever in New York, what's the address for the Peace Food Cafe?
So we have 2 locations. There's one uptown, considered uptown on 82nd and Amsterdam. That's at 460 Amsterdam. And then we have a downtown location on East 11th by Union Square.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. And sorry, when was the last time Kevin Bacon popped in there?
Not too long ago. Have a great one.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
Okay, ciao. So.
I don't know. Would we call that a minor success?
No, I love that.
Kevin Bacon once walked past that cafe.
She wasn't going to tell us. No. And then she did. So, you know what? I feel stoked with it. Okay. I know that we didn't get closer to him.
No, not really.
But I feel like you have to know your target to find your target. Now we know where he eats. I mean, what next?
Well, has eaten once or at least walked past. But that's three phone calls down, three to go.
Get up weekday morning. Go. With Hamish and Paris. If you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.